USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Hultquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As we inch closer to a vaccine for COVID-19, safety is the utmost importance, and USA's Tim Berg has the story.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci tells MSNBC a COVID-19 vaccine has to be approved by an independent committee called the Data and Safety Monitoring Board.
They have nothing to do with the company. They have nothing to do with the FDA. They're an independent group. And they look at the data intermittently to determine, A, is there any safety problem, and B, does it actually work?
The U.S. budget deficit hit an all-time high of $3 trillion for the first 11 months of this budget year, according to the Treasury Department. The ocean of red ink is a product of the government's massive spending to try to cushion the impact of coronavirus-fueled recession that has cost millions of jobs. The deficit from October through August is more than double the previous 11-month record of $1.37 billion set in 2009. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The White House is now reportedly considering issuing a new round of executive actions amid dwindling hopes for a bipartisan coronavirus relief deal. Trump administration officials have discussed efforts to provide support for the airline industry, bolster federal unemployment benefits, and allocating more money for school vouchers. At the end of August, Trump circumvented Congress and signed four executive actions to partially restore unemployment benefits at $300 a week and defer payroll tax payments through the end of the year for workers earning less than $104,000, discouraging evictions and deferring student loan payments. Questions that are anti-President Trump on a current events quiz given to students in a Michigan district this week were taken from an app and crafted by the teacher, but they were not approved by the school, according to the superintendent. Several questions on the quiz were deemed inappropriate in nature and not part of the Bedford Public Schools curriculum, according to their superintendent, Carl Schultz. One of the controversial questions taken from the quiz paints the president as a racist, xenophobe, and misogynist. The question reads, "This is the perception of what Trump hates: women, black people, Mexicans, or all of the above." Schultz said the district had investigated the situation and found the teacher had taken the pre-created quiz from a popular education tool and given it to students without properly vetting the questions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.